Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about what's happening over on the San Rafael Swell. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Aiden.
You know, it's a bit of a packed schedule for you guys in your last meeting. Because of election, they weren't able to hold your normal two meetings each month. So this one, definitely a bit of a longer agenda, but a lot of great stuff on it. And it started off in a fantastic way. You guys took the time to honor the 3A state champion girls cross country team from Emery High. What an accomplishment for those young girls.
Yeah, it was a big deal. They worked hard and, you know, cross country is not an easy sport, running all the time, and they just did an amazing job. I know they had challenges going throughout the season with health, and they put it all together for the state championship. We just wanted to highlight them. It was good, and they did a report in commission meeting. So we really, really like to highlight our state champs and our athletes in the county.
No, they really do work so hard. There's the old joke that, you know, cross country, their entire sport is every other sport's punishment. And I think that's a very true statement to make. Those girls and anyone who does cross country, really, they are running their guts out. I don't envy them when I see them out and about just running.
Yep. I know they run thousands and thousands of miles throughout their career in high school, and it was cool to see them put it together this year.
That it was. No, that's the first girls' state championship, I believe, in cross country. So a very incredible accomplishment for that team. And then the fun kind of continued throughout the meeting. You guys were able to give back to several public services. One of the big ones I know that the community is going to be very excited for. The Farron Agricultural Center is going to go under a rebuild after that tragic fire last year. And you guys were able to help contribute to that monetarily.
Yeah, most people know that barn had burned down, and so they're looking for a rebuild for the stock shows and different ways to utilize the new facility. So, yeah, we were able to support, we are going to support that project through our tourism office, through TRT funding, and so excited for that new building to come about with Farron City. I know that there's always challenges with that, with operations and maintenance. So we want to make sure that it's our partnership is done right, so that these buildings aren't too big to overwhelm our communities and have extra costs moving forward. But I think the city's doing a great job trying to accomplish rebuilding that building and making sure that it's affordable.
And using those TRT funds feels very appropriate for this project, because the stock shows that it brings in are major economic drivers for the county. I mean, you have people staying in our hotels, buying food from our local eateries. It's a great benefit to the community to be able to go out there and spend some time at the Agricultural Center. And I'm excited to see how the rebuild comes along, because, again, that's a piece of Emery County's heritage and history. That's something that I grew up spending a lot of time, and I know a lot of people also did. So it's good to know that it's going to be on the up and up again.
Yeah, we're excited to get it back. And Castledale City's done an amazing job filling the gap while the transition's happening. So wanted to give a shout out to Castledale City as well, taking on the stock show the last couple years.
Oh yeah, Mayor Van Wagner, the city council, and the whole Castledale crew have done an excellent job in facilitating that. Now, the spirit of donations continued throughout the meeting, and you guys were able to give to all three American Legion posts across Emery County. It was a very generous meeting for you guys.
Yeah, the posts, the American Legion, they do a lot. They go to a lot of the funerals that we have, a lot of the city celebrations. They go to a lot of things and support a lot of causes in the community. And so we were able to donate a little bit to each post. And so hopefully it helps them get through the year with their activities and different things they have going on to help sustain them, to make sure that they continue to function and can support our community.
Yeah, and they do so much, like you mentioned, for our community, showing up to all the funerals, marching in all the parades. They really are everywhere. So it's fitting that you guys were able to honor them like that. Now, another thing that got approved in the meeting is you guys approved the Emery County Blueprint. This is more of a living, breathing document that goes into the Emery County General Plan, something that you can change and adapt based on the times of Emery County.
Yeah, it's a moving document, and it's nice to have an outline or a blueprint or a plan to look at to help guide us as we talk about economic development. Some of the specifics would be housing, water, city projects. And if anybody's interested at looking at this plan, you're more than welcome to reach out to our office. We have copies. So, a lot of different detailed things that we want to do in economic development. We're looking at, housing, water. We're looking at recruitment. And then building out the research center with Valor and a lot of those things that are happening. We're excited about developing new, nuclear modules that that can be built here in Emory County.
You know, it's an exciting time in the energy industry and as a whole in Emory County. Now, moving on from what was discussed in the meeting, you guys have had a busy couple of weeks, and one of the biggest things that has come up recently is the grand opening of the new Senior Citizen Center a few weeks ago. That was a great open house that you guys hosted, and an even better facility that's going to be able to serve the senior citizens of Emory County.
Yeah, that's been a great project. I know it's been worked on even with the previous commission, and then we followed through with getting that done. And yeah, it's a fantastic building for funerals, weddings, receptions. So if you're looking even for holiday activities, Thanksgiving, Christmas parties, it's a great building, so please utilize that. I think it'll be a great asset to the community. Route 10 Band has done some events there, and it's perfect for fun activities like that, too. So please come out, and if you're not a senior, that's okay. Still come out and look at the building and utilize it the way that it needs to be.
You know, it's a great facility. We definitely should be taking advantage of it. And kind of rounding things out for us today, it's the end of the year right upon us, and you guys have a lot on your plate as commissioners and as a county staff as a whole. The biggest one, of course, is preparing for the final presentation of the 2026 budget. I know you guys have been hosting budget hearings over the past few months to get ready for that, but how close are you to getting that budget finalized?
We're really, really close. We had a meeting last week to preliminary finalize the budget. So we'll have public hearings coming up. But yeah, we've met with all the departments. The challenge that we're having right now is mineral lease money. These are revenues that we get from coal and oil and gas. And I won't dive into it, but we've been a little short on mineral lease dollars, so we need to tackle that. A lot of those funds go to our districts, our special service districts. So we were able to budget pretty good for this year, but next year we'll have to keep a close eye on mineral lease monies and see where we're at. But other than that, it went pretty good.
You know, it's always interesting hearing these different challenges that are posed in the creation of each budget, whether it's for the city or for the county. Everyone kind of runs into different areas where they're going to have to keep a close eye on. It's interesting to see where that falls. Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, I think coming upon Thanksgiving, just enjoy family. Hopefully everybody has a good time with their family. I know if there are struggles, there's different avenues if you need a turkey and different places at the food bank if you have needs. But, enjoy your family, and we hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about what's happening in Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.